D&D Outdoors is brought to you by the Headline Outdoors. Head on over to headlineoutdoors.com to watch Season 1, Season 2 today, and also download Headline Outdoors streaming app on Roku or Fire TV. D&D Outdoors is also brought to you by the Southwestern Outdoorsman. Head on over to www.southwesternoutdoorsman.com and purchase your D&D Outdoors official t-shirt or decal today.
And welcome back, everyone, to D&D Outdoors. Today on the show, we have another very special guest. And we're going to go over kind of everything that's happening in the hunting world out here. So how are you doing today, Dustin?
Hanging in there, man. How's everything out your way?
Doing good. I can't complain. We got some more rain today. We're a month out from deer season, from my deer hunt. And so, you know, it's finally that time of year where it's getting nice and you go out in the desert and have a lot of fun.
I think it's a rainstorm. It's supposed to come in this evening and run it all the way through the weekend.
Oh, that's good.
Today being Tuesday whenever this airs. So.
Yeah, it's going to be airing today, October 5th, because, you know, the Facebook outage yesterday really threw us off.
Yeah.
Never thought the world would end because the technology site went down.
It dropped a couple of them, didn't it? It was, what?
Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp.
I don't even know what that is. So.
Yeah, either do I. I know it's like an online texting thing. That's about it.
So I guess we're both too old to know.
Exactly. Yeah, and I saw Zuckerberg lost like $6 billion because of that outage. So I'm like, could you imagine losing $6 billion and not worrying about it?
We're not even getting into that.
Yeah. Well, did you get to go out hunting at all this weekend?
We did the youth hunt. And then this past weekend, no, I did not.
Gotcha.
Trying to get all my paperwork together to go ahead and start filling in for the suppressor.
Oh, gotcha. You can get a suppressor? That'll be pretty fun. Have to tell us about it.
Yeah. You go to the sheriff's office on a Friday afternoon saying, hey, I'm here to get fingerprinted.
Yeah.
And they look at you going, why?
Why?
I want to buy some toys.
Yeah.
Buy and some the deputy, no joke, looks at me and goes, we don't do that here.
What?
And I looked at her and I went, I was 100% sure that y'all fingerprinted people here. 100% sure.
What did she say?
Nope, you got to go next door to the courthouse and get fingerprinted. And it's only on Mondays between 1 and 3.
What? That's a little ridiculous.
So all them people you got in the basement, you had to fingerprint between Monday on 1 and 3?
Yeah.
No, that's different fingerprinting. Oh, boy. Okay.
So what fingerprint do you have to get?
I thought it was all the same. I don't know.
Gotcha. I didn't know there was more than one type of fingerprint.
But apparently it is.
Yeah. Y'all love government offices.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of government offices, have you heard about Oregon's initiative petition 13 or IP 13?
No, I have not. What is that?
So in the state of Oregon, you know, that lovely state up north, they are trying to petition a bill. They need to have 112,020 signatures required to move forward with this petition to be on the November 2022 ballot to make hunting, fishing, trapping, and all animal agricultural illegal.
So agricultural means everything farming related. So
yeah, with an animal, any cow, dairy farm, chicken farm, pig farm.
So if like a regular person like me or you has a couple chickens in the backyard, that's illegal then?
Yep, having a dog's illegal.
And what is their reasoning behind this?
Their reasoning behind it is because it's Oregon. No, my understanding, they want to make it a sanctuary state for animals.
Do you know what's going to happen?
Oh, yeah. It's going to, animals will overrun it. More animals will be put down, similar to what's happening in New Jersey with the bear hunting ban on state land. And, well, actually, no, because it's going to make it illegal for police or game and fish to kill the animals. So,
well, wouldn't they do away with the game and fish?
Yeah, it's going to become an ecological nightmare.
So they're not only going to pretty much demolish the state and the habitat, the ecosystem, everything, but now they're going to lose jobs because they're going to fire all these game wardens or whatever they call what do they call them now?
They're game, or they call them every different thing.
Yeah.
Game wardens, DNR, the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Wow. That's,
well, I mean, it wouldn't even be possible to fund it because there'd be no license fees. Because you can't hunt, you can't fish.
Right.
Can't, yeah.
It's
a dangerous precedent to set. And, you know, it being Oregon, people are actually worried that it might pass.
Okay, so let's take this. Your deer population, if you don't have any hunters to manage it, is going to start climbing. Right?
Yep.
More auto accidents, more property damage, more... they're going to be everywhere. And then, you know, other predators will start moving in. Coyotes, mountain lions, whatever.
Bears, and, wolves, yeah.
Yeah, then you're going to have those interactions with people.
Yeah. And little Toto, the Chihuahua, is going to get eaten.
And then they're going to start whining about, hey, I'm getting too close. All these coyotes and all. We need somebody to do something with these coyotes. Nope, we can't do nothing with them. Y'all done voted against. You can't even trap them now.
Yeah. No, exactly. It is crazy to think about it.
Who come up with that?
Oregonians? Oregonians? I don't know. It was brought by some, I can't remember exactly, but it's funded by all those green initiative companies, like crazy people, like the animal rights activists and all that.
Can't even garden in your, what about a flower garden?
Well, that's fine. That's not an animal.
But it's agricultural.
No, the agriculture is agricultural animals.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely... And the biggest... the issue is that a lot of the people that want it passed live in Portland. We're all in Portland's unofficial official slogan is keep Portland weird. Well, they're keeping it weird with this.
It's crazy that somebody can even think of something like that and push it to the point that they're actually going to try to vote on it now.
Yeah. Yeah. The person behind it's Dave Andrew Michelson, a Portland's animal rights activist, is the initiative's chief petitioner. He and organizers claim on IP13's website and elsewhere the state's $5.7 billion farming industry would adjust to the laws accordingly without evidence.
Without evidence.
Yeah. This is from Yahoo.com. Which I don't, it does, just doesn't make any sense here.
It doesn't.
It would make killing a mouse in your house illegal.
What about those spiders that everybody hates?
Can't do that. That would be illegal. Can't kill an animal.
Y'all keep that in mind when y'all pass this shit. And yeah. You want to kill a spider because it's been, you know, come at you or something. You can't do it because you voted against it.
Yeah. The only thing that is allowed is if you're protecting yourself from an animal. So I guess if you get attacked by a bear mountain lion.
But if you ain't got animals or anything, why you need guns?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
guns are probably legal in Portland too, so.
Back up. Ain't that where they had all that Antifa, where they took over that whole city block or something?
That was part of it. That in Seattle. But yeah, they're the ones that had all the riots every single night. Like with the federal courthouses and all that stuff.
And weren't they begging for the police to come in for that one?
Yeah, once the people started killing other people.
Wait, they should make that illegal too.
What do you think? Well, people are animals.
Some of them are.
Yeah. It is just wild to see. So that's definitely... Could you just imagine going to court because of this?
No.
You become a felon because you killed a mouse in your house?
Idiots. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is definitely something that we will keep track on here. Oh, Lord. That's really all the only crazy news that I have for us today. Do you have any for us?
I might have, but you just blew my mind with that. I can't even think straight now.
Well, that is perfectly fine. Before we get to our interview here, just remember a week from today, on October 12th, if you plan on hunting Arizona spring bison, javelina, or turkey, the draw deadline is that day. So get your applications in early. Well, while your mind's blown, would you like to tell us who our guest is?
It's going to be none other than the little sawed-off version of me, Adam.
Friend, Adam is going to be right here with us after a quick word from the Anchor.fm. The Anchor FM is the number one spot to record your podcast. Now today, as we talked about earlier, we have a very, very special guest on the show. Dustin, would you like to introduce him?
This is going to be my son, Adam.
Welcome Hello. On, Adam.
Hello.
You having a good day so far?
So far.
Dad behaving?
No.
No.
You know you're in the same house with me, right?
Yes, he is behaving.
I love it.
Exactly. So, Adam, all these times you've come home saying, you know, such and such kid from school says that his parent is, he can Google one of his parents and they pop up on Google. And now you tell them that you can Google Headline Outdoors and you're all over the place. So now you can do it on this D&D Outdoors podcast now, too. You want to tell everybody your story, or what do you want to do?
I did not hear one thing you said.
I love it.
Do you have the earbuds in your ears?
Yes.
Do you hear me now?
Yes.
The times that you come home telling me a certain kid in your class says he can Google his mom or his dad or something and they pop up. You remember that story?
Yes.
You want to tell everybody that story?
I guess.
You can call him out if you want and then you can tell him to go listen to the podcast.
I don't know his last name.
Well, we don't want to say no last names of minors anyway.
That's perfect then. Well, I was in school. On a Thursday. And I don't know how he brought this up, but he said that he's famous because he's on Google. And he searched up his mom's name. And it showed up because he said because she had a stroke at Centra. So I said... Okay, I bet. If I'm on Google more times than you, you gotta pay me $20.
Oh, challenge accepted.
Yes, you got that $20.
You did?
Yep.
And now we're gonna add one more to your repertoire. You bet him again.
You gonna share the $20?
No, I earned that with my money, with my bet.
Well, who put you out there like that?
You, but I'm still not going to share the money.
Okay. I see how it's going
to
be.
You have to buy some Dogecoin with that money.
Yeah.
Dogcoin.
No, Dogecoin.
It's what all the cool kids are doing nowadays, from what I've been told.
I've already sold my shares.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I haven't. I got into it for a minute, and I sold it too, and then I haven't gone back into it. Had enough fun with it.
Yeah, I bought it when it first come out. It dirt cheap, and it went on up, and then I was like, I made like $75 off of a couple shares. I'm like, yep, I'm out.
Oh yeah, heck yeah. Oh, that's awesome. So Adam, what do you want to tell us today? Put you on the spot.
Dad told me to just get on.
Do you enjoy going around filming your hunts and your fishing trips?
Yes.
What's your favorite one so far?
Fly fishing.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I guess. Well, me and my dad, we went fly fishing. Where was it?
This is like your favorite memory here, and you don't even know where you went.
I'm not good with locations.
The Great Smoky Mountain National Park.
Yeah. I learned how to fly fish there. I caught three trout, and Dad caught 12.
Woo! What type of trout did you catch?
Dad, you want to answer that question?
They were native rainbow and brook.
Gotcha. Well, are you just saying Dad caught more than you just to be nice?
No, he actually caught 12 and I caught 3.
Well, I'm glad he remembered because I don't remember how many I caught.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about that, in the middle of it, Dad and the guide smelt a bear.
Did a what?
They smelt a bear. Supposedly.
Yeah. Yeah, that one, yeah. You're sitting there casting and all, and then the breeze come from up creek, comes down, and you're like, what is that? Oh, and I look back at the guide, and the guide looked at me and goes, yeah, it's a bear around.
Oh, wow. I've never had that happen before. That's pretty cool.
No, it's not.
No. Gets you a little scared.
Got the blood pumping a little bit.
I guess that's true. I've never been in that situation, so yeah, I guess that would be a little nerve-wracking.
It was a bunch of ivy thickets behind me.
Okay.
And up on the hill, and it could have been right there on us, and I, what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's very good. The fly rod.
So.
Oh, Lord. Well, Adam, what is it like filming your hunts? I mean, at such a young age, being able to have these awesome experiences on film is something I'm definitely jealous of. What is, you know, your favorite, I guess, species of or animal to hunt? And, you know, what's it like just filming your hunt?
Well, I did like hunting the wild boar.
Tell us about that.
Did you record that?
Yeah. Dad? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, so it was my 7th birthday?
6th.
6th, yeah. And, so we were staying at this lodge, and for my birthday, we went there and stayed like 3 days, I think it was. And over those 3 days, we had a birthday cake. Dad killed a ram there.
and I killed a boar. And well, that's when I... Go ahead.
Was it a big boar?
About the size of Dad's.
And that hunt can be seen season 1, episode 2.
Whew. Season 1, episode 2. What was the flavor of the cake? Let's get to the important question of the hunt.
I think it was vanilla.
Ooh, that's a good flavor.
And the only thing I remember about that is that it was a white cake with sprinkles on it, said happy birthday, and it had two race cars on it.
You a race car fan?
No, I don't know why they did that. They just did.
Gotcha. So, do you help Dad out with any of the preseason work around for getting ready for hunting season?
Sometimes. Sometimes it's a little too hard to do stuff, so I just let Dad do it.
That's a good choice, I think.
Yeah.
So what you don't you picked hunting most of the time, you picked fishing as one of your favorite things to do. So what changed you?
I think it was probably the gar.
The gar changed you?
Yeah.
Why?
It was just exciting. I got a citation, and I, it was really cool to see how it moved and how it jumped out the water.
When did you catch this gar?
It was this year, a couple of months ago. Forgot what month.
July.
Did it give you quite the fight?
Well, at first it did, and then it got tangled up into the line.
That always works.
Yeah, and then it got untangled and started swimming towards us. So, but then I got scared because I thought it was going to go in the motor, which didn't want that to happen.
No, that wouldn't have been good at all.
And then you wouldn't hold it.
I don't hold striper. What makes you think I will hold a teethed beast?
Teethed beast? Why don't you like holding fish? They're all slimy.
They scare me.
Yeah, I don't blame you on that. Fish are pretty gnarly.
Well, most of the stuff we've been catching as big as he is.
Really?
Yeah, he's like 3 foot nothing.
No. I'm like 5 foot two.
What convenience store you measure yourself at?
It was at school.
Whatever.
Oh, Lord.
What was the best thing about all these hunts and fishing trips, all the food that you get? How about that? What was the best food that you've had?
Deer tacos.
Deer tacos. That sounds good. What do you like to put on your taco?
Maybe some salsa? And if we got cheese.
Well, I can't complain. That sounds like the perfect taco. I love cheese and salsa on my tacos. And I eat a lot of tacos.
Another one would probably be, I think it was trout cakes.
Yeah.
Those were pretty good.
What is in a trout cake?
We did the fishing trip for down at Smith Mountain Game Farm. Brought some trout home. We cooked them over the fire and had some of it left over. So the next morning, you know, I mixed in some, breadcrumbs, eggs, mayonnaise, mixed it all up and made little patties out of it. And it's the same thing as salmon cakes, but just trout.
Better.
That sounds really good. I'm jealous. Dang, I want to try some of that. Next time, you'll have to put that in a box and ship it on over.
Put it on a warm biscuit, a little cheese on that. We're talking now.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Do you help your dad cook at all, Adam? Do you like cooking?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes.
What's your favorite thing to cook?
Grilled cheeses, because that's the only thing I know how to cook besides eggs.
Well, that is not a bad thing to know how to cook. I love me a grilled cheese. Well, Adam, do you want to tell us about any more of your adventures?
Depends on which ones.
You tell us. You can share whatever you'd like.
Well, I've been looking at... It's a mount of what my dad did for me. I shot the 6-point deer on Thanksgiving last year.
Pretty sure it was a five.
Yeah.
He's already a perfect hunter.
Yep. And my dad mounted it with a picture of me holding the deer under the mount.
So tell us about that deer hunt.
So the day before, there was two does coming out. And my chair squeaks. And so they heard us, and they blew at us, and then they went back to eating, and they blew at us again. I think they saw us moving. So then I think Dad made them run away, but he blamed it on me. Then I started crying because I thought those were pretty good size does, but luckily I didn't, because it was a couple days later my dad shot a 6-point.
Yes.
And Dad said that he wouldn't be able to shoot that if I didn't scare them away.
Not sure if that's how it went down, but okay.
I like it.
Yeah, that's how it went down.
I believe you.
Yeah. Then about a few weeks later, I think it was, I shot the 5-point, and that was on Thanksgiving. So we came to my grandma's late for Thanksgiving.
Ooh, did you get in trouble? Showing up to grandma's late?
No.
No. Did I lose you guys?
I'm here.
No.
Oh, you broke up there for a second. What happened after grandma's?
There wasn't much food.
Oh, gotcha.
It never is
when
there.
When we came.
That's how it is at my grandma's, too, when I go for Thanksgiving.
His grandma isn't a good cook.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
My dad will tell you that I'm a better cook.
Yeah.
You forced him to.
I did not. He said it multiple times, different days.
No, he said
he's even told her that to her face before you were born, that I was a better cook.
That was back then, not now.
Ain't nothing changed.
you got older.
And if you want to get this old, you're going to behave.
Well, Adam, do you have anything else you want to share with us? What's your favorite type of way to go hunting? Bow, rifle, muzzle loader? I heard you're pretty good with a bow.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with a bow, but I've never shot anything with a bow, but I want to. But muzzle loaders, they kick a lot. And usually, what was the gun that I shot my 5-point with?
That was my 243.
Then a 243 is probably the best.
Gotcha. That's a good option right there.
So how many people at school have you made download the Headline Outdoors channel on Roku or Amazon Fire?
I don't think anybody has that.
Oh. Well, I'm hoping you at least tell them to download and listen to the D&D Outdoors podcast.
No, but I did tell the kid named William to go to the Roku channel and Amazon Fire.
You're just dropping the ball all the way around.
What does that mean?
You're going to have to tell them to listen to D&D Outdoors so they can listen to you now.
I didn't know what this podcast was called. I just knew he talked to people late at night.
You don't pay attention to anything I do, do you?
I do. Just most of the time you're either sleeping or at work or on your computer.
Most time you're sleeping or in your room talking to girls at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, I'm not. What?
This sounds I like a not. Story.
No.
It's going to be the D&D tells all on Adam.
No. No.
Yeah, we got shut down for that whole corona thing, so all the kids were staying home. I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, go to the bathroom. All these old guys know what I'm doing.
No, you do not.
And I walk by his room, and there he is in there talking to somebody. So I open up the door, like, who are you talking to? And it's some little girl he's FaceTiming. What the hell's going on?
I am not. Okay.
Dad, leave me alone. I'm talking to friends.
No. He's definitely lying.
I don't think your dad would lie.
Yeah.
That's you funny. Understand that I have video proof?
You're lying. You don't have any video proof.
Whoa, your voice changed a little bit there. What's wrong?
Because I know you don't have video proof of anything. Even if I was doing it, you didn't have video proof.
See, you should have said I wasn't doing it, so you couldn't have any video proof. So that's you just told on yourself.
No, I said you don't have any proof because for some reason.
What about the guys up at the garage that saw you kissing that girl?
They're lying. They do that as a joke.
Uh-huh. So what about that girl that comes by here? Hey, where's Adam at? Can he come out and play? And it's been a couple girls that done that, so I don't want to hear nothing.
I don't know who you're talking about.
The one that lives up a road and then the one that lives up a hill there.
I'm dying.
There's none.
Is your dad going to have to release a unedited version on here? Video evidence?
No. He's going to have to edit this.
I do the editing.
Oh, you need to edit this.
I know, but I heard at the beginning of this podcast, you said you just came into $20, I believe?
Yes.
Yeah. I charge a $20 editing fee.
Oh, no. No. No.
Why, are you worried about one of the girls might hear that you got multiple girls now?
No. I don't even know where you live.
You're not worried about that?
How am I going to pay him?
He accepts PayPal, Square, all that stuff.
Don't got that.
You can donate it to your dad and we can call it even.
Oh, no. That ain't happening.
Dogecoin, as you call it?
Yes. Dogecoin.
I'll have my people contact your people.
Which one of the girls would you be more worried about if they found out about the multiple girls?
There's no girls.
You want me to start dropping names?
Even if I was doing this, you wouldn't know their names.
Dixie?
That's our neighbor, for Pete's sake. They don't even got phones.
The little brown headed girl up there on 5th Street?
She got her phone taken away. So how would I be able to FaceTime her?
She's the one to come by here looking for you.
No. Okay, that was her. But.
Bam.
Just had to rattle his memory a little bit.
Just to ride bikes.
Ooh. Oh, to be young again.
Yeah.
Dad could not tell you anything about that.
Nope.
Oh, Lord.
He's 40-something.
And? You're 11.
Old.
You'll be there in someday.
Unless you piss me off again.
Hey, did you help your dad fight the hornets?
There's hornets? Oh, yeah. No. No.
No.
He hit it with a broom.
No, he's talking about the time I got into him with the weed eater.
Oh, no.
No, that was probably a smart thing.
You weren't even here that weekend, were you?
Yes, I was, because I remember you put that bottle in there and then you lit him on fire.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Well, Adam, do you have anything else you want to let us know about?
Nothing unless you want me to say anything.
You're good, my man. We want to thank you for coming on the show. It was great talking to you. Your dad talks about you a lot, so it's great to put a voice to the name and the face that I've seen on TV and actually get a talk with you.
Yeah.
Anytime you hear your dad and I record, just feel free to hop on.
Okay.
Thank you again.
Whether you're packing out an elk late at night or trying to sneak into your deer stand early in the morning in the darkness, you definitely want a top of the line headlamp. Well, head on over to Cavage and get your headlamp today. With 300 lumens and 220 degrees of LED light, the K110 headlamp is the best for you. Head on over to Cavage and get your headlamp today. That is at www.kawachusa.com.
As we said, Cavage is the top headlamp, so head on over to their website and order yours today. Well, I hope you guys had fun listening to Adam talk. It definitely was a fun time, I think. Adam had a lot of fun. I know Dustin did.
Yeah. Anytime I can take him little jabs at him and unfold that little, yeah, you're up at 2 o'clock in the morning talking to little girls. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Joys of parenthood, huh?
Yeah. I don't ever remember doing stuff like that.
Well, that's because they didn't have cell phones in our days.
I don't even remember being out that late.
That's true. I was usually sound asleep by 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, that's funny. That's very true.
Street lights come on, that means go home.
Yeah, go home and get to bed. That is very true. Oh, man. But thank you guys very much for listening to D&D Outdoors, as always. Be sure You can now order your shirts directly through our link on our Instagram bio or on our Facebook store. We really love your support for those shirts and our decals. Be sure to give Headline Outdoors and the Southwestern Outdoorsman a follow on Instagram. And be sure to give us a follow at DND Outdoors on Facebook and Instagram. And be sure to download Headline Outdoors on Roku and Fire TV. I think I covered it all right there, don't you think?
Roku, Fire TV, check. Facebook, Instagram, check. If anybody wants to just mention you like Adam's interview and you want to hear him back again, drop us a message anywhere you can. Facebook, Instagram. What's the email address for here?
The email address for the podcast is, one quick second here. I haven't been on our email in a while, so we'll see. Here, our email address is going to be
Oh boy,
this is a rough one. You put me on the spot here. What the heck is our email? Our email is DND Outdoors Podcast. That's DND OUTDOORS Podcast at gmail.com. Or I guess I could have said you could just click email me or the email button on Instagram or Facebook as well. Probably would have been easier.
Probably.
Oh, Lord. You guys have a great rest of your day. And if you're going to work, it will be over soon.